For your cross, Lord Christ, we fall silent. Yet speak to us, we pray, your living word. Amen. Before I say anything else, I first want to express my deep sense of gratitude for the privilege to be mine this week of journeying with you through Holy Week and marking these great days of our salvation. The journey for me has been rich in blessings, and I value hugely your fellowship and the way in which together in various worshipping communities we are called to serve the God in whom we are one, so that the world may believe. This is not about us, but it is about the world believing. So with all my heart, thank you. I'm going to pause at this point just for a little while, for as long as it takes, so that those of us who are sinless, those of us who are sinless, are able to collect your stuff and leave. Don't be embarrassed, please. Just get your stuff and jog off. And not one of us moves. We agree, therefore, surely, we are all sinners. We have all fallen short of the glory of God. However, if we listen to the world and to so many good folk around us, they would have us believe otherwise. That's why I think so few people realise that they need a saviour. They're not convinced of their sin. So why would they need a saviour? And those are the voices that say to us, well, you don't need a saviour. You're such a good person. You're kind and generous and loving. You take good care of your mother. You're nice to strangers. And all those many other things. But none of us moved. Why? Because we know the sin that clings and its effects on our lives. And we name it for what it is. Sin. My sin. And today, in a very real sense, this Good Friday brings us up short, face to face with the reality of that sin, as on the cross we see the price of our salvation. We know the need of a Saviour who can and does set us free from everything that would drag us down and hold us back, that would diminish us as daughters and sons of the living God, from everything that holds us back. Jesus sets us free. For the deepest desire of his heart is for us to flourish and to live in the fullness of life that he alone can give, and for which he gave his precious life on this day. Yes, we are sinners, but we are redeemed and washed in the precious blood of the Lamb. dead on Calvary's tree. We found the way home to the Father's loving and ever merciful embrace. And through his death, we are reconciled. Good Friday, I believe, calls upon us as disciples of the living one, neither to deny nor diminish our sin, as if it doesn't matter, because it does, but nor to beat ourselves up with it endlessly and hopelessly, because that also is to deny the power of God, who speaks the word of forgiveness and restores us to life. For we are not without hope. Jesus is our hope. Jesus is our confidence. Jesus is our forgiveness and our peace. So that the feisty St. Catherine of Siena could say of this day, it wasn't nails that kept him to the cross. It was love. It was love. And from that cross to all creation, and for all time until he come again, which he will, it is this Lord Christ who cries out, "See how much I love you." And longs for our response. For that love conquers our sin and sets us free. This is his moment of glory, lifted up, drawing all creation into the Father's merciful embrace. The work of recreation, as it was always meant to be. We are redeemed by love, but we are also redeemed for love. From the cross, when Jesus cries, "I am thirsty, I am thirsty," undoubtedly I think he's speaking from within his humanity. Who wouldn't be, after all that? But he's speaking also from deep within his divinity, as God. God who is thirsty for my love and for yours. And so in the night of this Good Friday, with the darkness of the world around us, let us take seriously our sin and bring it to the cross. Name it and come home to the God who loves us, who forgives and sets free. And make our offering. What do you bring? Lock your heart, your sorrow for sin, your hopes, your fears, all that you have and all that you are. Those that you love and cherish, and those that you can't stand the sight of. everything we bring to the cross. Were the whole realm of nature mine, and were an offering far too small, looked so amazing, so divine, demands my soul, my life, my all. We are precious, and we are redeemed.